Hello and welcome to an incredible opportunity for your life empowerment. It's the DeMartini Show, packed with knowledge, principles, and practical tools that you can use to understand yourself and others on a deeper level, as well as to expand your power, influence, and inspiration. It's presented by renowned human behavior specialist, Dr. John DeMartini. He's an internationally published author and a polymath with over 5 decades of extensive research into maximizing human awareness and potential. Every week we get questions from listeners across all of our channels, and this week Dr. DeMartini has taken the time to answer one of your questions. If at any point you're looking for the show notes, or if Dr. DeMartini mentions any links, just know that you can access them in the episode description. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, take the time now to follow the DeMartini Show, because that way we'll be able to notify you whenever we load new episodes. So let's join Dr. DeMartini for this week's episode. Enjoy.
As you mature and as your parents come unto age, you may end up having a situation where they may require some assistance. It's not uncommon. Not all parents planned ahead, invested wisely, had adequate sources of income to take care of them, even with a specialist and help. And so you may be in a situation where you're confronted by, you know, do I take care of my parents myself? Do I hire people? Do I put them in retirement locations? You know, do I have them in a house? Do I have special nurses and doctors as they get older? What's the wisest way to handle this? And this is based on possibly your income and your values. If you're in a situation where you come from a lower economics and you have had struggled yourself in saving and investing money and you're just living month to month, and your parents have done the same, and you probably are going to be in a boat where you're going to assist them, and they're either going to live with you or live nearby you, or you're going to end up having to see them regularly and come by, or you may end up be paying extra money to put them in a retirement place if they get really in need. So this is part of the responsibilities you have as a family and as a child possibly. But if you have maybe educated yourself further with special knowledge, developed an income that's more than sufficient, saved and invested your assets, and built financial independence, and have passive income that's adequate enough to assist possibly in hiring specialists to help. You know, if there's somebody who's gone for specialized schooling for weeks or months or years to take care of the geriatric generation, you might say, and they love doing it, and they're qualified and skilled at doing it, it might be wise to come and spend time and caring about your parents in one respect and hire specialists to assist you in others. You know, I can't imagine me doing some of the things that I could hire a specialized nurse or a special orderly to help when they love doing it, and that's not something I look forward to doing. You know, we can go through, and the people that don't have a lot of income, they get projected by other people who also didn't have income. They said, well, you should do this, and you ought to be doing this, and you need to take care of your parents. Look, don't buy into all that. Everybody's got a different set of values. Everybody's got a different level of income. If you can hire a specialist to assist you in those matters that aren't your specialty, aren't your skill, and then you can care enough about being with your parents and spend time with them quality and holding their hands and talking to them and not necessarily cleaning up after them or doing things that you could hire somebody to do it. It's wiser to hire somebody. There's nothing disrespectful about hiring specialists who absolutely love doing the things you want to hire, and they're more skilled and more knowledgeable and know what they're doing, and you're not sitting there sacrificing things that you're frustrating and pretending. You know, if you know that you want to be doing something else, you got to be honest about it with your parents and let them know that that's not my specialty. I'm going to hire somebody to do that. I'm going to spend time with you and doing these things, and I'm going to have help doing those things. So if you have the means, there's nothing disrespectful about doing that. But it doesn't mean abnegate the whole thing and there's no interaction with your parents. It just means that you're going to specialize and prioritize the time you have with them and do something that's meaningful, that's caring, that you show your love, and have other people do some of the things that may not be what you are required to do or specialize in doing. If you can make more income than the cost of having somebody to help, get somebody to help. Take the burden off you. Sometimes your parents don't want to burden you anyway. They don't want to put you through the mill if they can avoid it. They may want to spend time with you, but you have to be reasonable and juggle the things of priority here. You know, it depends on your type of lifestyle, what you do, and where you live, and your income, and your kind of career, and the time and hours you work, or if you have kids and you're managing family and you've got five kids, you know, you just have so much in a day. You have to be realistic. So don't let guilt trips from people with different set of values and incomes be projected onto you. Go inside and be honest with yourself about how you want to be able to be there for your parents. It may be that you're 100% there and taking care of everything. If you absolutely love doing it and that's the highest priority thing you could be doing, and you think that doing that would be meaningful and you'd feel great and you feel, in a sense, loved for doing that, great. If you don't, be honest with yourself. Otherwise, you're going to resent them, wishing they would hurry up and pass, so you're not be burdened by it, and you're going to end up resenting yourself because you're passing up what's really priority to you. You need to be honest about what your priorities are, what your income is, the situation. But don't let people on the outside dictate this. Let your heart on the inside dictate what you describe love for your family is and your parents. As they get older, they're going to have different needs. Some may have not planned. They may need more attention. Others may have planned ahead and plan on having their own people taken care of them and don't want to burden their kids. There's a whole spectrum. There's no one answer. Just be honest with yourself, be integral, and give yourself permission to do what's true, and not let the world on the outside dictate what you know on the inside you'd love to do for your loved ones.
Well, this was just a small sample of what Dr. DeMartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. DeMartini, then please follow the show now so that we can notify you whenever we load new episodes. And if you have a question that you would love Dr. DeMartini to address, let us know by posting it on any of our social media channels. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. DeMartini's work, then log on to our website, drdemartini.com, and use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay inspired.